Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Bid to head off rail strike.
There's just no question that it would be extremely devastating.
Consumers and investors suffer.
The higher they go, raising interest rates, it makes recession a bit more likely.
Campus package blast.
A 45-year-old male suffering from minor hand injuries.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The nation's battered supply chain could be in for another blow by the end of the week. The possibility of a rail strike that could affect shipments and travelers and commuters. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
As much as 40% of all U.S. freight shipments could be halted by Friday if the nation's railroads can't make a deal with unions representing nearly 60,000 workers. Negotiations continue as at least three cabinet secretaries and President Biden work to end the stalemate.
Oh my God, how am I going to get to work next week?
We won't be able to visit my kids and everybody out of work.
The two sides are at odds over sick time and attendance policies unions say penalize workers. The looming strike would idle 7,000 trains and 140,000 miles of track across 49 states, prompting Amtrak to cancel some long-haul service and warnings for commuter rail riders to make backup plans before Friday.
Indications are stocks will bounce back some when exchanges open this morning after yesterday's wipeout. The Dow lost more than 1,200 points. The NASDAQ lost 5% of its value on the worst day in Wall Street in more than 2 years. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger says inflation and the prospect of more interest rate hikes are taking a toll.
We have a bunch of investors who say, oh my God, now we really are going to see the Fed act next week. There's going to be a 0.75 percentage point increase. Maybe the Fed is going to take us into a recession. And there's great fear that the Fed's going to have to raise rates by even more than expected, and that just raising those interest rates is going to slow things down too much.
Now to London, Queen Elizabeth's coffin is about to leave Buckingham Palace for a procession to the Houses of Parliament.
Applause in the rain-soaked London night as the hearse drove slowly through the gates of Buckingham Palace. Many in the crowd stayed through the night for today's procession. Those waiting along the route are young.
I just thought it was really cool to be like part of a historical moment.
And old.
So I watched the coronation on a little tiny screen and I just felt that I needed to come down here, pay our respects and round it off.
Ceremonial troops have held nighttime rehearsals for this, the procession bearing the coffin on a horse-drawn gun carriage from the palace to the Houses of Parliament for the lying in state. King Charles III and sons William and Harry among those walking behind. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Back here at home, a tense scene at Northeastern University in Boston.
Two packages in there, one of them apparently detonated.
A package blew up when a campus employee tried to open it near an art museum.
On arrival, they located a 45-year-old male who is a staff member suffering from minor hand injuries relative to a package that had exploded. A search revealed a second similar package that was ultimately rendered safe by our bomb squad.
Boston Police Superintendent Felipe Colon. The U.S. is planning to send another batch of weapons to Ukraine soon, as we hear from CBS's Cammie McCormick.
This new shipment comes as Ukraine continues to make advances on the battlefield, which the U.S. is watching with cautious optimism.
These are some dramatic events we're watching, but it's war, and war is unpredictable.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Russia could possibly regroup.
Still a very large and powerful military, and Mr. Putin still has an awful lot of military capacity left at his disposal.
But he said there has has certainly been a shift in momentum.
Mudslides have caused damage in parts of Southern California. Heavy rain also prompted rescues. The big wildfire east of Sacramento has grown to 76 square miles.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Parents of school children are satisfied in Seattle.
I'm like, summer's over. You're supposed to be in school.
And today they are back in school. It's day one, a week late after a strike by teachers. They're expected to formally ratify a tentative three-year agreement soon. The NBA has suspended Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury owner Robert Sarver for 1 year and fined him $10 million after an investigation found he engaged in what the league called workplace misconduct and organizational deficiencies. Well, Democrats have blasted it. Republican reaction is mixed to a federal abortion ban proposed by South Carolina's Lindsey Graham that has no chance of becoming law in the current Congress.
We should have a law at the federal level that would say after 15 weeks, no abortion on demand, except in cases of rape, incest, to save the life of the mother.
GOP leader Mitch McConnell says abortion should be dealt with at the state level. Yesterday, West Virginia's legislature passed a sweeping abortion ban with few exceptions. On a podcast, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell claims the FBI seized his phone while he was in a fast food drive-thru line. And he says he was questioned about a Colorado scheme to breach voting system technology. Monica Lewinsky tweets her feelings about Ken Starr, who has died at 76, are complicated. She was at the center of the scandal that led to Bill Clinton's impeachment, and Starr was the independent counsel.
Our job is to get at the truth, and the truth will speak for itself.
Starr, who died of complications from surgery, later went on to become president of Baylor University and was demoted over his handling of a sex assault scandal, and he represented Donald Trump at his first impeachment trial. Overseas, in the City of Lights, a move to conserve energy.
The Eiffel Tower is usually lit until 1 a.m.
La fin de l'illumination.
Now Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo says the lights and the sparkling display on the hour will switch off before midnight. Streetlights will stay on for safety and the bridges will stay lit. But the lights on most of the city's monuments will go out at 10 p.m., dimming those romantic late-night walks in the City of Love. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
A woman walks into a bar with a raccoon. It's not the start of a joke, and no one's laughing in Mattock, North Dakota. That's where a woman brought a raccoon into a bar where about 10 people were enjoying happy hour. She was asked to leave, but showed it around first. People who had close contact are now being told to check about possible rabies exposure.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Automakers are doing some strutting at the Detroit Auto Show.
We'll see the traditional, like a new Mustang, as well as the future with a lot of electric vehicles. Chevy's Steve Majora showing an electric Silverado pickup and two electric SUVs, a Blazer and Equinox.
The Detroit Auto Show will be the first time that Chevrolet showcases the totality of the EV portfolio that we've brought forward over the course of the last year.
Showgoers will also get a glimpse at the electric future of Dodge and Jeep. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Newly revealed text messages from 2019 suggest Republican Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant gave pointers to NFL Hall of Famer Brett Favre to write a funding proposal to be accepted by the state. At least $5 million in state welfare funds were channeled to build a new volleyball stadium at Favre's alma mater, the University of Southern Mississippi. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes, and we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.